You're listening to SBS News.
Every new financial year brings changes to Australia's taxation regime, and 2022 is no different. This time, the Australian Tax Office has identified capital gains, including cryptocurrency assets, as one of its key focuses this year. This is one among a number of taxation changes coming into effect from the 1st of July. Assistant Commissioner of the Australian Tax Office, Tim Lowe, says among the changes are super funds.
From 1 July, employees will be eligible for the super guarantee regardless of how much they earn. This is because the $450 per month eligibility threshold for super guarantee is being removed. So employees who are under 18 still need to work more than 30 hours a week to be eligible for super guarantee.
The super guarantee will also increase from 10% to 10.5%, meaning employers will need to use the new rate to calculate super payments for all periods on or after the 1st of July, even for work done before that date. And from the 1st of July, if you are aged 60 or older, you may be eligible to make a so-called downsizer contribution from the proceeds of the sale or part sale of your home of up to $300,000 to a complying superannuation fund. Previously, you had to be 65 years or older to make the downsizer contribution. Also, from the 1st of July, more than 10 million Australians will receive a one-off $420 cost of living tax offset. The offset is a reduction to an individual's taxable pay and will be added to the existing low and middle income tax offset. Mr. Lowe explains.
Look, the low and middle income tax offset has been increased for the 21-22 financial year for amounts between $675 and $1,500 for incomes up to $126,000. The ATO will automatically calculate the low and middle income tax offset for you. And what the low and middle income tax offset will do will reduce your tax bill by between $675 and $1,500. It's a non-refundable offset, so it will only reduce the amount of tax you pay and it won't be an additional refund for taxpayers.
The minimum wage is also set to rise by 5.2% to $21.38, amounting to a weekly pay rise of $40 based on a 38-hour week for a full-time employee. There's also an increase in the child care subsidy. Families with more than one child aged 5 years or younger will receive a higher rate of the child care subsidy, also known as the CSS, for their second and subsequent children. There are also major changes to the JobSeeker program. Those on JobSeeker who currently need to apply for 20 jobs every month to receive payment will be moved onto a points-based activation system. Those affected will have to receive 100 points and do a minimum of 5 job searches per month to receive payment. The list of over 30 tasks and activities each carries their own points value. When it comes to stock market shares sitting at a loss, tax time just got sweet. H&R Block's Director of Tax Communications, Mark Chapman, says losses can be used to offset capital gains.
If there are any shares which are sitting at a loss, then you can simply sell those before the year end and use any losses to offset the capital gains.
Harrison Dell is a tax lawyer at Kadena Legal and is warning of new changes to cryptocurrency trading and taxation.
The tax events for most people as just a casual investor will be whenever they swap a token or whenever they receive a token. An example of that is if you're trading between different tokens, you would swap some Bitcoin for some Ether, you would actually trigger a taxable event and you've got to work out your capital gains tax on every single transaction that you do.
And there's a common misconception catching some investors out, as Mr. Dell explains.
I have a conversation at least two or three times a week with someone who says that their cryptocurrency profits are not taxable unless they swap it back to Australian dollars. And it's simply not true. That's not how the system works. And it's made some people very distressed. Some people are very surprised.
When it comes to assessing tax returns in 2022, items on the ATO list include record keeping, rental property income and deductions, and work-related expenses. When it comes to maximizing tax returns for businesses, Mr. Chapman says businesses can claim an immediate write-off for assets purchased, but that has to be done by close of business on Thursday.
Yeah, well, again, it's very late in the tax year to actually do anything proactive. But I mean, if you're a small business owner, you can still look to take advantage of temporary full expensing, which is the immediate deduction for capital assets. So if you go out and you buy, for example, a new car or a laptop or a piece of plant or equipment for your business, you can claim an immediate write-off of that asset against your profits, provided that asset is basically installed within your business by close of business on Thursday. So again, it's quite tight for time, but it is certainly worth looking at if you want to take advantage of that.
Mr. Chapman says there's a huge disparity between what taxpayers are actually paying and what the ATO thinks they should be paying.
Yeah, well, it's probably not a good idea to bend or break the rules, as you put it. Basically, the ATO has got a real focus on work-related expenses this year because they perceive that many people have been abusing these over the past few years. There's something like an $8.4 billion gap between what taxpayers are actually paying and what the ATO thinks they should be paying. And a lot of that is made up by work-related expenses. So, you know, the ATO are going to be looking at your work-related expenses. They're also going to be looking at capital gains on properties, on shares, on cryptocurrency. They're going to be looking at not just capital gains, but also the deductions that you claim on rental properties.
Getting it right before you submit your return can save headaches afterwards.
It is quite time significant, obviously, where you know, 3 or 4 days before the end of the year end, and therefore you really do need to take action straight away.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.